Now, events to commemorate a long-forgotten saint, who the person we're about to meet is determined to make less forgotten. A saint connected to the wool trade in Bradford are taking place this coming week. It's the revival of the celebration of Bishop Blaise, B-L-A-I-S-E, who is the patron saint of the wool trade. And here to tell you more, somebody who I reckon, this is not an understatement, probably knows more about Bishop Blaise than anyone in the world, is Glyn Watkins. Glyn, how are you?
I'm very well, Andrew, sitting in my bedroom in Bradford, where you can hear the garage door banging away like it's been all night.
Have you had any sleep at all then, Glyn?
Well, I have earplugs. It's if you hear a big loud noise in the background, it's not me.
Right,
it's somebody else's garage door.
Excellent. So Glyn and the saga of the garage door during the night. Tell us then about the Bishop Blaise Long Woolly Fringe Festival, a brilliant name, if nothing else.
Oh, thank you. Well, the thing about Bishop Blaise is that he used to be quite a famous saint, and he celebrated across Europe for lots of different things, sore throats, German brass bands, veterinarians. But because he was tortured by wool combs, he became the patron saint of the wool combers and then the wool trade, as you said. And sometime in the 18th century, the wool combers in the Old West Riding of Yorkshire celebrated his day on the 3rd of February. And there must have been seven towns, because each town would do a massive procession every 7 years. And Bradford's was the biggest and the best. And there were 1,000 people in the procession, and they had over 100 gallons of punch and a roast ox. And the last one was 1825. So coming up to 200 years since the last one.
It sounds quite the party. It really does. And I think that really illustrates that sometimes in the past there was real activity around something or someone that otherwise would be forgotten. And I suppose, have you taken it upon yourself to make sure that Bishop Blaise isn't forgotten then, Glyn?
I've taken it upon myself to try and get Bradford and the other towns, that wool towns that used to celebrate him, to re-celebrate him, because it's celebrating Bradford and it's celebrating Saint Bishop Blaise, and it's also celebrating wool. And wool built England. I mean, quite literally, without wool, there would have been no Battle of Agincourt, there'd have been no castles, there'd have been no cathedrals.
You've been doing events like this for a little while. We're going back to an Armenian bishop martyred by the Romans circa 316 AD. It's an astonishing story. But the events of the last couple of years have, like so many things, tripped up what you have been doing. So you're back in a sort of, not quite full form, but still doing what you like to do. Would that be a fair assessment, Glyn?
That would be absolutely right. The everything got very, very tangled, and we had to comb it out. And now we've spun a few little threads for this year.
So he's good, isn't he? Okay, well, let's talk through what you would normally do and then come on more practically to what you're doing this year. So in a typical year, what would you have done?
Well, the big event, which has been going on since 2017, is the Blaise Wool Fair at the Bradford Industrial Museum, which didn't happen last year at all. In fact, the year before, the year that COVID struck, the Blaise Fair and the other things associated with it were pretty much all finished a week before the first lockdown. So this year, we were going to try and get the Wool Fair on, but we've put it back to August the 7th, which is exactly 6 months after it should have happened, because it should happen first Sunday of February. And August 7th will also be the week of the birthday of Bradford's Wool Exchange. So it's going to be a woolly week in August.
Very nice. So that makes very good sense. But you are doing something this week, and tell us what it is, because it does involve pies. I'm right there, I think, aren't I?
That you are absolutely right. So I usually lead a guided walk on Blaise's Day, which is the 3rd, which is Thursday this year. And this year it looks like it's going to rain, so anybody who wants to come should bring their own umbrella, unless, of course, it's windy. And we'll be meeting in the Kirgit Centre at the bottom of the escalators in Bradford, and I'll be taking people along part of the route of the 1825 procession, and we'll be ending up in Jacob's Well, where the cost of the ticket will include pub-made mutton, pie and peas, vegetarian alternative available.
Excellent. Very nice. That's a really lovely idea. And I will give you the information and the detail of other events and the web address in a second. So don't worry, I'll give you that in a sec. There's beer. There's other events. I mean, pop-up exhibitions you've done. I love the way you make this something that, well, it's just fun, but it's also, I think, making a very good point about Bradford and its history, Glyn. It's a nice combination, that.
Thank you. I mean, the pop-up events I've got the Guild of Spinners and Weavers, the Bradford Guild of Spinners, Weavers and Dyers, who will be demonstrating in the Kirgit Centre on Saturday the 5th, Sunday the 6th and Saturday the 12th. And the pop-up exhibition will be there while they're there. And I'll be there for most of those days dressed as my fluorescent bishop with my homemade wool cone, telling people about anyone who comes near me. I mean, if you look at me, I'm sorry, you've looked at me, therefore I can engage you in conversation and tell you things that you didn't know you didn't know. And there's also a knitting workshop on the Friday at Plant One On Me Cafe on John Street Market. And they'll also, we've got beer from Sunbeam Brewery just over the Bradford border in Stanningley, the Bishop Blaze European Hot Pale Ale, which will be available in several hostelries in Bradford and Bingley.
Wonderful. I love the idea, and it's a great web address, Woolly Heritage, Woolly Heritage, two O's, two L's, .com. This is Glyn, then. Let's just have a final word. The Blaze Walk, then, led by you on the 3rd of February, which is St. Blaise's Day, starting in the Kirgate Centre, and then ending with pie peas and hopefully an umbrella to keep people dry if they need it, then.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, if anyone's interested in making Blaze bigger, then talk to me at some point, because we want lots of people to be doing their own things next year and the year after to celebrate Blaze, Bradford and Wool.
And I'm just thinking, you mentioned, was it 1825, the last big event? So presumably, if I do my maths right, that'll be the 200th anniversary. You must be hoping that you can do something big for Bradford in 2025, Glyn.
Yes, and a bit, because of course Bradford's applied for European Capital of Culture, and if we get it, that will be a wonderful part of the that year. And if we don't get it, well, who needs it? We can do our own. We can weave our own warm cloth to cover a city in love.
I think we should have given you a virtual fiver for every time you got a woolly reference in there. Go well, Glyn, and may the weather smile on you, even if the forecast so far doesn't.
Thank you so much, Andrew. Cheers, mate.
Thank you, Glyn. There we are, the fabulous Glyn Watkins, who has done so much, well, wonderful things. And as you can hear, Bishop Blaze and that walk, the Bishop Blaze Long Woolly Fringe Festival, the walk itself is on Bishop Blaze's Day, which is the 3rd of February. All that you need is on Woolly Heritage, two O's, two L's, woollyheritage.com. Glyn Watkins and the banging garage door, not that we heard it, in Bradford.